This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat on the 46th session of World Heritage Committee in India. The interviewer is Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO's World Heritage Committee is hosting its 46th session in New Delhi. The session began on 21st of this month and will conclude on 31st of this month. To discuss more on this, we have with us Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Mr. Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. Welcome to Akashvani, sir.
Namaste, ma'am.
For the first time, India is hosting World Heritage Committee meeting. This is the 46th meeting and the last one was held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I would first like to ask you, what is World Heritage Committee?
As you have mentioned that United Nations platform UNESCO, they have entered into a convention in 1972 in which 195 countries were signatory along India to protect these historical monuments, or I should say the tangible and intangible assets of the world, which are important for not only for that particular nation or area, which are important for entire humanity. And they are the landmarks of the evolution of humankind, and they are even more important for the future generations to get connected with their history and the cultural heritage. So it was established in 1972, and thereafter every year the committee, in which 21 countries among all the signatory 195 countries by rotation are nominated, and they have a chance to work consecutive 4 years in governing council. Thereafter 6 years is a period of cooling down, and again for 4 years they get the chance to work in the executive council, we can say that World Heritage Committee. The committee has been empowered to take a decision to enlist new entries, to assess the dossier submitted for inscription, to review and audit the upkeep, conservation and maintenance of the existing sites. So this committee meets everywhere in the different places. For India, it's an opportunity which has come for the first time after its inception in 1972, World Heritage Convention, that we have got the chance to host this prestigious global committee meeting or this platform in our country. It was very critical for us. It was a humongous task. Because right after the elections and the third spell of Maniya Modi ji, there was only less than 45 days right from the last day of voting to the beginning of this committee meeting on 21st of this month. And it was really a big task, but I must appreciate the efforts of the different ministries which we have worked in a very cohesive manner. And in the fashion what Honorable Prime Minister often says, that we work in with the whole of the government approach. So we were successfully able to get the permission to organize this meeting from UNESCO, and simultaneously we were able to organize this committee meeting here in India.
Sir, as you have mentioned, the World Heritage Committee will examine proposals of 27 sites for inscription in World Heritage List and the state of conservation of 124 sites already inscribed on the World Heritage List and on the list of World Heritage in Danger. Sir, could you please explain what is the criteria for inscription of the sites, and also on what basis are these sites removed from the list of danger?
See, every country can file one dossier every year for inscription. But they can nominate number of sites if they have the right dossier in the right format what the committee desires. And simultaneously, it is very, very critical document which is to be developed by the technical people, because it has so many things to do and so many things to look in. And a great expectation is there from the World Heritage Committee, the ICOM and other institutions which work under this committee and this ecosystem. They analyze each and everything on the micro level, and thereafter any property can be declared, or any asset or cultural property can be declared as the World Heritage. It can be enlisted into the World Heritage property or World Heritage asset. So it's very tedious and difficult process. And after that post, having registered or having inscribed in this list, every year if the committee receives any complaint or any news that the property which is unlisted has not been taken care properly, then the notices are being issued, then different level of warnings are being issued, and if it is not kept properly, then it is delisted. They have the power to delist. So in this committee also, along with the 27 applications to be judged for the inscription, simultaneously 120 plus these type of properties are going to be assessed for their conservation and keep up.
Sir, India ranks 6th in the list of World Heritage Sites, and this meeting is special for India as Maidam, Mount Burial System of Ahom Dynasty, has been nominated to enter the list of World Heritage Sites. This would be India's 43rd World Heritage Site and Northeast India's first cultural World Heritage Site. Your views on this, sir, and are there any other sites being considered for the list in the coming years?
See, it is a great day for our country because we were able to inscribe one more our cultural property in the list of global or world heritage list. That, as you mentioned, it is Assam's Maidams, which were built as a burial tombs over the Ahom kings and their family members. The Thai Ahom dynasty, they have ruled that area, Assam and nearby areas, during 6th to 12th century. And it's a great, great heritage and historical series of evidence which can inspire us about the richness of Indian culture, the thought process behind the life and for the future in that particular area. So we are so fortunate that this year the dossier which was submitted by Indian side 3 years ago, it was under the persuasion of Government of India, Indian representatives, it was considered positively. It is a privilege and it is an honor for us because since the meeting was happening in India and it has been inscribed, it is more of an honor for us because this is the 13th nomination in a row in last 10 years Modi's regime. It is even more important for us because this is the first cultural site of northeastern India after two sites, which is Kaziranga National Parks and Manas Park. They were inscribed in the natural category, natural resource property, natural properties category. This is the first site which has been inscribed as cultural property. So I think this inscription is going to give a big boost to the tourism in northeastern part of the country.
Sir, many cultural and natural world heritage sites are home to indigenous people. How does ASI and UNESCO collaborate to work with these people to protect their interests as well as to preserve the site?
There is a very thin line and very conscious approach is to be kept up. And I am so glad to inform that ASI, along with the local communities which owns that site or which has the primary linkage with that and historical linkage with that those sites or those properties, we are working passionately and we are working cautiously to keep the thin balance and the fine relationship between these sites and upkeep of those sites.
Sir, in the recent times, more than 350 heritage items have been brought back to India. Which countries are we in talks with for the return of more artifacts, and is it a tool for soft diplomacy?
Certainly, it is a tool for soft diplomacy, and the restitution is not only the restitution of any antiquity or art object, it is a restitution of our cultural heritage. It is restitution of a missing link between to connect our heritage lineage. We are in talks with many countries, significantly United States is there, UK is there, Netherlands is there, Australia is there. We need to look into this into such manner that since inception of Heritage Convention in 1972, as I mentioned, till 2014 when Modiji became the Prime Minister of our country, only 13 objects have been retrieved. And in this period of 10 years, more than 300 objects have been brought back to India. It's a great honor and great privilege. And for the knowledge of your listeners, I can tell you that today is a great day for us because we have entered into an agreement with the United States Cultural Property Agreement. through which it is going to be even more easier for us to restitute the artifacts which were stolen or illegally taken to the US markets. And having this, soon we will be able to restitute more than 295 objects in coming days to India.
That's a great news, sir. India believes in Vasudeva Kutumbakam, one world, one family and one future, and has pledged a contribution of $1 million to the UNESCO World Heritage Center. How will this help in furthering organization's mandate?
See, as I've mentioned, the preparation of dossier is a very technical thing. And having understood this, since India is helping the South Asia countries like Cambodia and Laos and some other countries also to conserve their heritage properties and the architecture, so we have come to understand this, that many of the countries which does not possess that type of technical expertise to prepare those dossiers so that successfully they can be inscribed. So they are lagging behind in this field. India, with the approach of Vasudev Kutumbakam and Culture Unites Us, Honorable Prime Minister have announced to pledge $1 million to the Cultural Heritage Fund. And through that, in the South Asian countries, we will be working to build the capacity of the people of those countries, for which we are going to use our Dindyal Upadhyay Architectural Institute's platform, where we are going to technically skill the people of those countries so that they can also prepare the dossiers in right required manner, and the assets of those countries can also be enlisted for the inscription as a World Heritage Site.
So as we talk, today is International Day for Conservation of Mangroves Ecosystem. Could you briefly talk about Indian mangroves which are in the list of World Heritage Sites and what measures are being taken to protect them? Also, sir, in future, are there any other such natural sites which stand a chance of inclusion in the list of World Heritage Sites?
There are many sites which have already, for whom the dossiers have already been submitted as nomination. There are 57 such sites where cultural, natural and architectural heritage properties are listed for nomination, and many more are in pipeline. For this year, we have submitted for nominating the Maratha military landscape sites. They are the fortresses which were built, constructed by the Maratha rulers to protect our coastal region from the invaders. So that is a series of forts, out of which 12 forts are located in state of Maharashtra and one in the state of Tamil Nadu, the Jinji Fort. This cluster we have nominated for this year, and otherwise also for many cultural properties and natural sites also. We have already submitted our nominations, and further in the future also we are preparing the dossiers.
Lastly, sir, can preservation of historical or natural sites act as a binding factor in today's world, which is facing conflicts in multiple regions, and how is India contributing to it?
So as I mentioned, that India is already working and assisting countries for conservation, and simultaneously, as I mentioned, that the fund which has been announced, the contribution which has announced by Honorable Prime Minister, is going to be used for capacity building in the countries which doesn't have the such prowess to develop these dossiers and get their properties inscribed. So it is a big, big contribution of India and Honorable Prime Minister for conservation of not only our properties but also the cultural sites and cultural heritage of other countries also.
Former President APJ Abdul Kalam had said, and I quote him, "We will be remembered only if we give to our younger generation a prosperous and safe India resulting out of economic prosperity coupled with civilizational heritage. The efforts of the government, along with the cooperation of people, will lead to realizing the dream of Dr. Kalam of culturally and economically prosperous India." Thank you, sir, for sparing your valuable time and sharing your insights on the subject.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat on the 46th session of World Heritage Committee in India. The interviewer was Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940.